Sydney Gurret is the founder of Be the Change Youth Initiative, traveling the country to encourage youth to serve in their communities. She and her brother Braden performed at Chattanooga Unite over the summer, and she has helped raise money for the Songbirds Foundation's Guitars for Kids program. Sydney, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about how you created Be the Change Youth Initiative.
In the summer of 2016, I wanted to raise money for an organization. I didn't know what that would look like, but my parents used to be wish granters for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so right off the bat, I was like, oh yes, that's what I want to raise money for. So over the course of that summer, I got like a bunch of my friends together and we decided to raise $7,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so each state has a different chapter. That means like for Texas, for example, it could be $10,000 to raise a wish, but for Maine, it was $7,000. And so I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it by myself because I was 14 at the time. I didn't have a job, but thankfully, I asked a bunch of my friends and they all agreed to help. So we did things that we love to do. Some of us ran 5Ks. My friend and I, we wrote a song and sold it on Bandcamp. One of my friends, Emma, she designed a t-shirt and sold it. Others did bake sales. And so over the course of 6 months, we finished raising the $7,000. And so several months later, my mom and I actually met Mark Stewart. And so he used to be the lead singer of Audio Adrenaline, but now is the executive director of the Hands and Feet Project. And so he invited my mom and I to Haiti and learning about their work in Haiti. So with the Hands and Feet Project, they focus on creating opportunities for families to stay together by providing jobs for parents and daycares for children. So the idea for Be the Change was born there after having a conversation with Mark and just me saying like, hey, here's this whole thing that I did with Make-A-Wish. I got a bunch of my friends together to raise the money, and what if we did it for the Hands and Feet Project to help build daycares? And so he was like, that's a great idea. And Mark Stewart is probably one of the biggest reasons that we started it. He was such an encouragement from the very beginning, and that's where the idea of Be the Change was born. But in the summer of 2017, that's like when our first initiative started. So we got kids all across the U.S. to raise over $8,000 for the Hands and Feet Project to build a daycare in Jacmel, Haiti. So some of the craziest things happened. We had kids build Legos and ask for donations that way. We had some kids run up their basement staircases over 68 times and raise over $800 doing that. We had a third grader named Cora who she put an entire talent show together and invited a bunch of her neighborhood friends to come and participate and raise over $700 doing that. So we just saw really the importance of instilling in kids like, this idea of it's important to serve the community, it's important to serve others and help others. And that's my passion, and that's the idea for Be the Change, where we're focused on encouraging kids and teens to use their gifts and talents to advocate for others and make a difference in the world, to use their voices to advocate for others. And so over the next couple of years, after we finished raising the $8,000 for Hands and Feet Project, we worked on Be the Change Youth Initiative. Also worked on music. So the beginning of 2018, I started talking to groups of teens in Texas and writing with other artists in like Nashville and other cities in Texas. And I love songwriting. That's another one of my passions on top of Be the Change Youth Initiative. My brother and I, we write music. But we really enjoy the process of storytelling through song. So during all that time, while we were going back and forth, my brother started struggling with depression and suicidal ideation. And so he struggled with that for 3 to 4 years. And because of all this, my dad wanted to step away from work for a little while and focus on his relationship with all of us. And so the original plan was to rent an RV, travel in the summer, raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, because like I said, in beginning of 2018, we went to different groups of teens and we actually got connected with the Make-A-Wish Foundation down there in Texas. And so we were like, yes, this would be fun. We'll all go in the RV in the summer and go talk to kids about fundraising for the Make-A-Wish Foundation in Texas. It'll be great. But then the federal government shutdown happened. And so my dad was a prosecutor for the Department of Justice. And he was affected by that. So instead of this idea of renting an RV and traveling the summer, my dad was like, how about we just sell our home and we give away 60% of what we own and just buy an RV? And so that's what we did. My dad quit his job in March of 2019. Yeah, so he quit his job, did exactly that, gave away 60% of what we own, bought the RV, and just started traveling. And we went to one of our first stops was in Texas. So we still decided to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That was $10,000. It took us, I think, 6 months to finish doing that. But there was a defining moment for Be the Change where now this gear of focusing on advocating for kids and saying, hey, you guys have a purpose. You guys have gifts and talents that you've been given to serve others. And you all are so worthy of being loved. And you guys are so important. And we want you to know that. And then my brother and I had our first show, which was in Austin, Texas. And that's when Brayden shared his story of struggling with depression and suicidal ideation for the first time. And so after singing a couple of songs and sharing the story of Be the Change up to that point, and after Brayden shared his story, we had teens come up to Brayden and I after, and this one girl, a middle schooler, came up to me and shared how she tried committing suicide 2 weeks prior to the show. That changed everything from that point forward, to the point where I was like, how can we help kids like her? That is my heart. Kids like Brayden, like, how can we just make something and share it, create a space where we're reminding them that they're not alone?
And then from that point, how did you come to Chattanooga?
We started doing shows like that, started sharing the stories. And then our last stop was in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so because COVID happened, this was all during COVID. So this was February. We were in Raccoon Mountain. We were staying in Raccoon Mountain for 3 weeks. And this was the month of February. And then we found out about the talent show that was happening at Songbird Foundation. We've done shows, like, we might as well just do this. This seems like fun. We'll meet a bunch of other people in this community. And we never really thought that Chattanooga would be our home base, because we always thought that we'd go back home to Maine. But because of the horrible winter snow, the horrible weather up there, we cannot travel back in the RV. So we decided to do the talent show. We got connected with a bunch of incredible musicians, teens in this area, built a community here. We got connected with Amber Carrington, and she's become family. And that's how we eventually got connected to Songbirds, but through that entire thing with Chattanooga Unite.
And then tell us more about your partnership with Songbirds Foundation for Guitars for Kids.
I met with Amber and we were starting to talk about, like, hey, I had this idea for Be the Change. I shared this idea for Be the Change about encouraging kids to use their gifts and talents. And so fundraising has always been the big process for that. And I was like, hey, if you connect me with Reed, that'd be great. Like, I would love to help the community in some way. And so since we already were connected with Songbirds, that was just the route to go. So I ended up having a conversation with Reed over Zoom, and I talked to him about Be the Change, and he was on board with it. And so I said, well, why don't we just raise $10,000 for the Songbirds Foundation? And so music has already been a huge part of our story. With Brayden, music was a healing space after struggling for so long with depression and suicidal ideation. And so we wanted to be able to give the opportunity to other kids who wouldn't be able to do that otherwise. And so that's kind of this whole idea of, what if I got a bunch of the other teens that were part of the talent show to help fundraise? That way it's a bunch of musicians, kids that are passionate about music, helping other kids see the importance of music also.
And then you and Brayden performed at Chattanooga Unite.
Yes, that was an incredible experience. The people that put that together, they were so kind and generous in offering us to come and play. It was so cool, just because, you know, we've always loved the practice, and being able to meet other musicians in that area and share about Be the Change and how to get involved, how we have our website up. And if you go to our website, you'll find all the information that you need for the Songbirds Foundation on how to get involved, how to fundraise, if you guys want to help us raise money, how to donate, all those fun things.
And where can people go online for more information about Be the Change?
So you can go to our website. It's www.bethechangeyi.com, standing for YI's Youth Initiative. And then you also can just use that handle as well for Instagram, Be the Change YI, and then for Facebook, Be the Change Youth Initiative.
All right. Sydney, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.